Maybe you've been praying about a deliverance. And you know, I pray about many deliverances. And maybe you're praying about addiction, and it may not be yours. Maybe it's somebody else, and they seem to be chained. The doors won't fling open. They're chained shut. They're bolted. But the good news is Jesus is breaking chains these days. Jesus is opening up doors. He's our doorkeeper. He's able to open up the doors to the places where we're being shut out. And it's time for us. Hallelujah, Lord. It's time for you to open up the doors. We're tired of being shut out. We want you, and we want all that God has for us. Hallelujah. We want your fullness, Lord, to come. Break the chains. Amen. And so I want to encourage us not to be in a hurry to get what we want. Don't be in a hurry to get to the place where you feel God wants you to be. And but instead, learn all the things God wants you to learn on the journey. And that way, when you get there, you're going to be able to hold the ground that God has given you. Amen. And to learn the things that we need to learn along the way. And so here's the Lord now with his resume. Yeah. I see you didn't do too good, Moses, with upper management. And you had a prince job. You killed a guy. And you did a little better with looking after sheep in the backside of the desert. You seem to do better there. Moses, could I interest you in a rather large moving operation over in Egypt? God doesn't speak to us that way, does he? God's not a liberal. He's not an NDP. He's not conservative. He's not even democratic, as a matter of fact. And we pick up how the Lord was speaking to Moses in verse 9. It says, "Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel have come to me, and I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I'll send you to Pharaoh." And right at that time, I'm sure Moses was holding his heart and maybe he was impersonating the comedian that said, "It's the big one, Elizabeth." Amen. I'm sure he was having a heart attack. I'm sure this is where Moses started to stutter. "Amen. I'm going to send you down to Egypt to bring my people out." Well, he was so gung-ho before he went and killed a guy, but we'll see how he makes out this time. And but Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I, Lord?" And the Lord is beginning to open up a door that had previously been closed. A door, and now he had a purpose for Moses in opening up this door. And the eyes of the Lord roamed to and fro through the whole earth, looking to show himself strong on behalf of those who are loyal to him. And Moses is scared to death. "Who am I, Lord? Don't send me down there, please." You know, I always say, "Send Clayton." And yeah. So Moses was having a tough time here, and he was telling the Lord where he fell short. "I can't do this, Lord. I don't have the equipment that I need." Amen. Did you know the burning bush was really graduation day for Moses? And he'd been in the backside of the desert, and he didn't know it, but he is being trained by God. He is being made ready. And this door now is beginning to open, and Moses was called to the place God wanted him to be. It was graduation day. The burning bush was graduation day, and God knows how to get a hold of your attention, doesn't he? He did Moses. He got a hold of his attention, and where he intersected his life. And now Moses was having a deep dialogue with the Lord, and Moses had seven excuses, I think it was, why he couldn't serve God. Amen. The whole world's full of excuses why they can't serve God. Well, Moses said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm not capable. What else? I don't have a message to take down to Pharaoh. No message. I can't speak eloquently. Well, there's three things. And, Lord, I don't have authority. I can't go down there and without authority and go to this king that has a huge army. And the last time I tried doing this, I found out that I wasn't very successful. I never had any previous success before this. And I'm not fit, Lord. I'm a sinner. Hallelujah. And plus, just to top it all off, Lord, the people didn't accept me back then. They're not going to accept me now. He was full of excuses. Full of excuses. God chooses ordinary men to do things that are scary because we have to hang around with a supernatural God. He might ask you to do something outside of your comfort zone. Amen. And he certainly was doing that for Moses, wasn't he? Amen. Asking him to step outside his comfort zone. So how do you think these excuses affected God? We'll pick up on that in the 14th verse of chapter 4. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, it's not Aaron, the Levite, your brother. I know that he can speak well. And look, he's also coming out to meet you. And when he sees you, he'll be glad in his heart. And so the Lord was angry, but he didn't have a fit of anger, you know, and slapped Moses in the back of the head or anything like that. And but the Lord was upset and saying, Moses, where's your faith? Quit looking at yourself. Look at me. And now we always get in trouble when we start looking at circumstances and start looking at ourselves instead of looking at the risen Savior. Hallelujah, who has all the answers for each one of us. Hallelujah. And so Moses was full of excuses. And oftentimes we are too. Actually, the excuses that Moses was given was because God had brought him to this place. Really, that's what his training was all about. God brought him to a place where he had no self-confidence. God brought him to the place where he wasn't depending on himself anymore. God brought him to the place where he was insecure. He was insecure when he looked at his own abilities, which meant he's going to have to trust God. Amen. You ever been in a situation like that? Too many times I've had to enter in places with my knees knocking and no confidence in myself. And but God shows up. Hallelujah. And when the Lord shows up, hallelujah, everything works out. All things work together for good. And what happened in the backside of the desert was God was reducing Moses down. He was reducing him to the place where you can't depend on yourself. You have to depend on the living God. Isn't that what God did to Gideon? He reduced him down, took his army of 30,000 people and reduced him down to 300. God knows how to reduce us down. I was at the back. Dave Johnson had come in the door. Remember Dave? He's passed away now, but he's leaning against the table back there, breathing, huffing and puffing. And he said, Pastor, look what the Lord has reduced me to. But I want you to know, when we are weak, he is strong. Hallelujah. And Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. If you know you're called of the Lord to do something, hallelujah, that can bring you great confidence. And it doesn't bring you confidence in yourself, but it brings you confidence in the Lord. And I don't know when Moses started stuttering, but it was probably around this time. And but God calls ordinary people to serve supernatural God. Hallelujah. And sometimes he chooses some unlikely candidates. That's why I'm here this morning preaching, and because I'm one of those unlikely candidates, amen, that the Lord has called, hallelujah, ordinary people to serve a supernatural God. And let's see, where are we here? I talk a lot. Moses was, I don't know what word to say, depressed when he was looking at his abilities and how he was going to make out. But he got encouraged when he started looking at God's abilities and stopped looking at his own abilities. Hallelujah. And I know there's some very talented and successful people in this world. And but you know, they've climbed the ladder of success. But if you don't lean your ladder against the right wall, your success isn't going to matter much. If it isn't against the wall, God has told you to lean it against. Praise God. So Moses was feeling negative effects of not being able to rely on his own ability. It sure is nice to go in somewhere and know you got the goods, you know. I showed up at a minister's retreat, and the head minister came out and met me when I was getting out of the car. He said, "Pastor Terry, I sure hope the Lord shows up, or we're going to be in trouble." Amen. We're dependent on him.